fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 25th day of January, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. This is something for long-term preps. There's 3 products that you could manufacture at your home, if you choose to. That would be, during a long-term crisis, quite valuable. 2 of them, you take perishable items such as fruit and milk and make something that has a lot of value and doesn't require refrigeration. Here's the 3 products: alcohol, tobacco, and cheese. Alcohol, of course, has many uses. You can use it as fuel. You can use it for medicinal uses. And, of course, you can consume it as a beverage. Tobacco products, well, if you ever see some films about prisons and prisoner camps, you'll see that tobacco products uses as currency. That's how valuable the tobacco products are. And, of course, cheese, you take a perishable product, milk, that requires refrigeration, doesn't last very long, and you turn to something that does not require refrigeration, can be transported and sold for a good price. So if you want to have three products that would be valuable during a crisis, long-term crisis, learn how to fabricate, make, and make use of alcohol products, tobacco products, and cheese products. That is your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's worked at the research and development level of IT and radio frequency technology. He's a prolific author, having authored 10 books and a weekly radio talk show host with not one but 2 shows. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everybody.
Well, Jim, before the show started, we were talking briefly about the interest that I've experienced due to a show I did yesterday in the goings-on in the Antarctic, and apparently what goes on down there is not what we've been led to believe, is it, sir?
Not at all. Not at all. And you are mentioning about the World War II activity at the South Pole. The North Pole is a floating block of ice. There's no land under it.
Right.
But the South Pole has a continent. called Antarctica. And as early as World War II, the Germans were there, and a lot of interest there. There was actually some war activity that occurred down there between the Allies and Germany, a lot of activity down there.
Well, and at the end of World War II, 2 years after the war officially ended, Admiral Richard Byrd went down there with a naval task force. They said it was a research expedition, but you don't take warships of war on a research scientific expedition. And apparently, whoever was there, and we believe, of course, it was the Germans, kicked his butt, and he left with his tail between his legs, from everything I can see. And of course, you might know this more than others. The Germans were way in advance when it came to developing nuclear energy, nuclear technology. And there's no reason to believe that they had not got to the point where they could figure out how to make steam from nuclear material, is there?
The making a bomb is a totally different thing, and that's the one thing they weren't able to do. They were getting close, but they were using some different techniques. To heat water and create steam. And the other thing that's may have occurred to them is how to develop low-level fusion. And that's something that's a couple weeks ago on my paid cast, I think it was January 5th or the 1st, yeah, the 5th, I did a paid cast on the myth of nuclear fusion research. And the point was showing, the thing I kept repeating was, you can't develop a fusion reactor if you don't know what causes fusion. So all of this mega money in these colossal machines that they built to try and crack the fusion problem are tier two science. It's the bogus science that is fed to the public. But in the background, the Germans very well could have delved into low-level fusion.
Well, the point being, if you've got a way to make heat and electricity in the Antarctic with nuclear capabilities, you'd have a pretty comfortable place to live, wouldn't you?
Oh, exactly, yeah. And it's radioactive-wise, it's not a problem. And you get your fuel by cracking water into right. hydrogen and oxygen. So once you get the process started, there's you can certainly keep going. You can run your ships. You can create heat with reflected light. And this is, John, a weapon that really has not been used extensively in warfare, but simply mirrors. If you took 1,000 mirrors on a hillside held by people and redirected the sun on any army on a sunny day, there's nothing, including the metal tanks or whatever, that could withstand that type of a directed energy. So if you could create a solar light and then redirect it with mirrors, you could have the same effect.
Well, there's also these lenses that have been used in lighthouses for more than a century that really, really concentrate that solar energy into a fine point that
right.
makes it, it begins with an F. Do you recall what they're called?
Fresnel.
Fresnel, that's right.
It's a Fresnel lens. F-R-E-S-N-E-L. You don't pronounce the S. It's a Fresnel lens.
Yeah. Well, the Fresnel lens really concentrates that light and makes it very intense, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And so in if you look at the light in a lighthouse, it's bright. It's a arc lamp. It's invented by Tesla. But if you had a real serious energy source and concentrated the energy like that, yeah, you'd have a very powerful a light source where you could do some serious damage.
You could also heat water and make steam, couldn't you?
Yeah, and the thing about the light source that type is that you wouldn't burn up, say, a steel ship, but you'd sure make it awful uncomfortable for the guy that was on that ship.
right.
To the point where they would simply want to jump out, or somebody in a tank or anything like that.
Well, Getting back to the Antarctic, you were mentioning off-air about these Australian explorers with helicopters have been flying around taking video, and in the summertime, which is summertime, it's the middle of summer right now in the Antarctic, people walk around in what might be described as fall, the kind of clothing we wear in a North American fall, which would be in the 40s and 50s, I would think.
Yeah, kind of a light jacket with a hood if it got windy, and then gloves, you know, light insulated gloves. And these people are walking around with this, you know, using cameras, etc. But there's no snow where they're at. It's completely barren of snow. And they have open lakes. This is in Antarctica. And they had a name for it, I forget. But you can see these on YouTube. I imagine if you just search for Australian group Antarctica helicopter, you know, something like that, it'll bring you there.
Well, if they have open lakes, that tells me that the dead of winter, these lakes don't freeze solid, that they freeze over like you might expect in Minnesota.
When I say lake, they're pretty small. They're like a mountain lake where they're, you know, like a small trout lake up in the Rocky Mountains. So it could be deep, but open water, you know, in open the summertime, water. And they may freeze over. They may not freeze completely all the way down because you have the warmth of the ground that keeps them unfrozen when you go down deeper. It's hard to get the cold all the way down there in just a few short months. They were walking around and filming, and one of the comments was interesting. Could the Mars rovers that were getting this so-called information from Mars, could they be really down there taking this topography and coming back and saying that's Mars? But I thought, too, we have enough aerial satellite imagery from Mars to know what the imagery should look like on Mars. So I didn't quite buy that, but it's very interesting, your comment, that certainly something that's hidden from the public.
Well, it is, and I've mentioned this before, but it bears mentioning again. Most of our listeners have access to Google Earth, which is a great service. It's almost like flying in an aircraft over any area. But there's literally hundreds of square miles, possibly thousands of square miles, of the Antarctic blocked out by Google Earth. That tells me they're trying to conceal something, Jim, doesn't it?
Yeah, that there's areas there. Because Google Earth, you really can get down to serious detail. And, so they're clearly maintaining that away from the public eye. Because people go in there and they go inch by inch. And I've seen some recent studies, in fact, some great work by some people searching out some of the new Nazca line type regions around the Earth. And so that's been fun, getting this information sent in by people. But, these people go inch by inch on Google Map, and they have, there's one guy that has a project where he's going over the whole Earth looking for ancient artifacts on Google Earth and then cataloging them.
Well, God bless him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he must. All I can say is he must not have a day job.
He doesn't have two radio shows. Yeah.
Well, we need people like that who have the intellect and the time to do such things, and it's very helpful, I think.
And the internet makes this all available to us, so we can, all benefit from the esoteric interests of these people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, there's McMurdo Station there, which is the big American base. I don't know if we have more than one or not. It has a capacity of just over 1,200 people that can live and work there. And the question I always ask, Jim, is how many people does it take to drill ice core samples and count penguins? Why in the world do we need 1,200 Americans at McMurdo Station?
Well, I've heard that there are 4,000 people down there now.
Well, that makes the question even greater, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, and where all of a sudden did they get housing for 4,000 people,
Well, with modular housing, if you have a source of power in modular housing, that shouldn't be too difficult. But
most of it has to be flown in.
Exactly.
This is not, but there again, you if you packed an airplane with modular housing with modern technology, yeah, you could get quite a bit in an airplane.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, a lot of questions and no answers. We always joke about, you know, I sell my energy cleaners. We've never sold one to the Antarctic or at least shipped one. I'm not sure how you would even ship something down there. I guess they have a mailing address for McMurdo.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's you cannot book a commercial flight down there. I'm sure there's some severe restrictions on private aircraft attempting to fly over it or land there. There's obviously no Holiday Inns or Ramadas there. It's a difficult place to get to, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, and by boat, that doesn't help you much.
Well, you could drive around the edge of the Antarctic and look at the ice, but you're not going to see very much.
No. And by the way, just speaking of that, there's a big ice chunk. I forget it's a couple thousand square miles of ice that's now breaking off and soon will be completely broken off.
Larsen? Is that Larsen B?
Forget. It's in a bay.
That's probably Ross. Yeah, it's probably Ross or Larsen. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but what my suggestion was to find a way to cut this up, maybe using lasers or since it's summer, use reflective lenses, and then move this, actually start harvesting this ice. And the way you'd move it is basically with wing generators directly powering big propellers behind these. And so you'd use the wind to simply move them up to the western South America, for example, has a lot of dry areas where you could take this and, you know, make lakes or something like that, start to green those areas.
Well, it's a fascinating concept. It needs to be in the form of a memorandum sent to somebody who has the ability to do that.
That's one of my 11 mega Earth projects.
Uh-huh.
Along with clearing the lake at Yellowstone, which is the number one.
Draining the Yellowstone Lake could save the United States, could save North America. I mean, that's how important it is.
Yeah.
Well, but we have a new sheriff in town. That's Donald Trump. Maybe somebody in his administration might be approachable in that, because neither one of us, you or I, have had any success so far, have we?
No, not with the old regime. Which was the do-nothing. That's an interesting thing, too, is that the old, the Federal Forest, the Federal Park Service, or the geologists that work for the government, etc., they were do-nothing. Their job was to sit there and do nothing, because if they did something, they could be called out. So literally, like NASA, NASA's job was to do nothing.
Right.
And that's what they did.
At least publicly. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, John. Good morning, Jim. I was thinking when you guys were talking about concentrating light at the Antarctic, you know, using reflectors or lenses, of the 2002 James Bond movie, Die Another Day, with Pierce Brosnan and Halle Berry. And
yes.
The villain sets up a reflective umbrella satellite in space which then concentrates, you know, the sun's light and projects it.
We lost Glenn.
We lost Glenn. Glenn,
we lost
there?
Glenn.
Can you hear me?
We can here. Now.
Now you're back.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's funny I'm saying it. So, no, this umbrella reflector satellite collects the power of the sun and projects it down onto the Earth in this ferociously powerful beam that dissolves right through, you know, the ice in Iceland. And, you know, it's just, that's all fantasy. But it certainly does convey the concept very powerfully.
Well, you wouldn't need that big of reflectors. Like if you look at a magnifying glass, it doesn't take a big magnifying glass to start a fire.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of January. Glenn, let's wrap up your comments so we can move on, sir.
Yeah, I looked up the Putin going to Antarctica topic from yesterday, and what I found was just a brief reference in the Moscow Times. It reports that he's supposed to visit a joint Chilean-Russian research station of some sort. And it wasn't like this was just in the rumor mill. It was something that was, it's been planned. It's been in the works for some time, planned in November. So, and they said that in the article that it was expected that he might go down in January.
You got cut off at the beginning. I mean, Vladimir Putin is going to the Antarctic.
Yeah, exactly. It's a joint Chilean Russian research station of some sort.
Well, that's significant because that adds to the list of high-profile leaders, the head of the Greek Orthodox Church, Secretary of State John Kerry, and now Vladimir.
The astronauts.
The astronauts, absolutely.
ABC astronauts were there.
Yes.
Yeah. One got sick, right, and they had to back, but yeah.
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin had to be evacuated, yeah. So, yeah,
absolutely.
Something's definitely going on down there.
Great importance. You don't get these people there on a whimsy. This is something really, really important. whatever it is.
Let me speculate a little bit. Because of what we know about South America, which is near there, there within the last 10,000 years, excuse me, but possibly within the last 4,500 years, there were mastodons in South America, in Patagonia. And they were large, much larger mastodons than found any place else in the world, which is interesting because the dinosaurs that were discovered in Patagonia also were very much larger, and that's the region of the world where the human giants were very prevalent. When Magellan came around the world, he saw human giants living there and took one on his ship with him who died and also had a femur, some skeletal remains of giants that he brought back to the Vatican. But that tells us that potentially Antarctica had people, had development, had mastodons, and this is what they're finding.
Amazing.
At a time when the oxygen level was much higher on the Earth to sustain such massive creatures.
Yeah, and the other thing was that this is before the pole shift, where Antarctica was in a temperate location, and I talk in my books about where the old North and South Pole were. The old South Pole was at a place in the South Indian Ocean called McDonald Island, and you can find that even on a major globe, a globe that you hold in your hands, will have McDonald Island. And the other, the North Pole, was in what we now call Ontario, just north of the state of Michigan. So if you put your one finger, take the globe out of the rack, put your one finger there, and then put your other finger on the other side of the globe, down in that big, massive Pacific, South Pacific Ocean, you'll find McDonald Island, which tells you that Antarctica was about 35 degrees off the north, off the where it is now. So in a semi-temperate climate, certainly a good climate for mastodons and people and giants and development and possibly pyramid cities or other, you know, we don't know. And then very much as far as Atlantis, remember that the Atlanteans used the North Polar region, which was open water, for transit. And they also, the Perry Reese map, which was handed down from old Phoenician sailors, showed the coastline of South America. And so it was clearly a place where navigation took place, and probably were ports there, port cities, etc. So what are they finding? My speculation is all of this that, and they're uncovering. Right. And, of course, it doesn't fit the narrative that we've been taught. And so it's being held because this would be like finding the 10th planet when you have 9 planets and you've been taught all your life there's 9 planets. That's why they have to demote Pluto.
Hold that thought. Glenn, thank you for the call. We got a bottom of the hour break. Oh. Another caller. Hold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of January. At my website, thelibertyman.com, under survival and tactical gear, you'll find something fascinating. It's the, let's see if I can get this right here, the BioLite camp stove. BioLite burns wood, makes electricity. How about that? You can charge up your cell phone, charge up your iPad, charge up AA's and AAA batteries. It's amazing. All it takes is heat to make electricity. Of course, also at my website, you'll find the Energy Cleaner. Energy Cleaner is a marvelous healing device. We focus on arthritis pain, back pain, doesn't matter what the source of the pain is, pain mitigation, and of course, getting a great night's sleep. Two things that most Americans are needing help with. If it doesn't work, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just got a fresh shipment in yesterday from my friend Tom Berryhill. I have everything in stock, ready to ship. I got a couple of them going out today to different parts of the country. You can read up on the Energy Cleaner at my website, the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials from people that I know. And, of course, you can place your order right there at my website, thelibertyman.com, for the energy cleaner and the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKenney. His website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got now two radio shows a week. Tell people how they can listen live and the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And new frequency, I'll pull it up here in a second. But the James McKenney Science Hour at the Crossroads, it re-airs Friday night and at 10 p.m. and then Saturday morning, 3 a.m. from WTWW Nashville. And then the archives are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And then the paid cast is sign up, and then you get an email with the downloadable shows, one every week. That's $3.95 a month, and those are full-hour deep dives into esoteric scientific topics. Last week, I did a coverage of the election results and used four different mathematical methods, using the data that's available to using what's called regression analysis, analytical and statistical analysis, to show that Hillary Clinton did not get more than 45 million votes in the election, which meant that the real election results were like 82 to 86 million Trump to 45 to 50 million Clinton. And so that's a very important show, because it really, I mean, once you see it, you go, man, this is true. And it turns out that there were 10 cheating centers in the United States that gave her the popular vote. And that's why she didn't win the Electoral College vote, because all that cheating did not produce more Electoral College votes. And I exactly go through this whole routine. So that's very important. And then this week I talk about secret societies, the history of secret societies and their presence today. And make no mistake about it, Donald Trump is in the White House. He's doing a lot of good already, a lot of just bulldozing through hundreds of old Obama presidential directives and getting rid of them. But make no mistake, the deep state is still there. The news media still there. You know, it's interesting to see CNN changing its tune, actually coming out with positive Trump dialogue and negative against his opponents. So I think they've seen their ratings go into the toilet, and they're trying to desperately get their ratings back. Tucker Carlson, for example, on Fox News is brand new. He's got his new primetime show, has doubled Megyn Kelly's numbers in just like a week. So, and of course, he's a pro-Trump. Megyn Kelly was, I don't know what she was. Right. But her ratings were going into the toilet, so she's probably pretty lucky she squeezed out of there and got a nice cush job with, I forget where she went, but her ratings were going down very fast. But this is an indication, but my point is that the deep state is still there. And so my paid cast is about, this week is about secret societies and their presence. By the way, the Women's March in Washington, $90 million George Soros funded.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Ty in Austin, Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. If I may, before I ask my questions, give a quick testimonial to the energy cleaner, John.
Please.
Can you hear me? Oh, great. Thank
Go ahead.
You. Yeah. The get a great night's sleep is, that's no baloney. I am, I don't know, maybe 5 months into owning one, and it's taken some getting used to waking up an hour to an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours earlier than my alarm is set, and right, being completely right. rested.
Yep, I do the same thing.
Yeah, I know. That's definitely changed my body clock.
Yep.
Yeah. Quick aside here, and then I'll ask my two questions, then I'll listen offline or off air. I have a friend, actually my sister's good friend from college, who just landed in McMurdo a few days ago as a low-level medical tech. I'm not sure that I'll get to talk to her anytime soon, but hopefully I'll get to pick her brain. She's an interesting gal. Maybe she'll bring back some stories for me to share with you.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday's second hour, John, was fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And I was wondering if Professor McCanny would like to expand on some of your comments about the Black Knight satellite. I did some research on YouTube, which after listening to Professor McCanny's paid cast and weekly radio show, I am very skeptical of what I see on YouTube. So curious what the professor thought about that. And then the second follow-up question is radiation in the Antarctic. Is it greater? Is it less? Is it dangerous? I've heard some varying things. So those are my questions, and thank you very much.
You're talking about solar radiation, correct?
Correct, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay, well, let's take the simple one is solar radiation.
Well, it's actually not so simple because at the North and South Pole, the magnetic field lines run into the Earth there. And so what happens is around the equator, the magnetic field lines are parallel with the ground. And so what they do is they block the radiation from coming in. And the typical radiation, as in high energy particles or cosmic rays even. And so those are charged particles. They bend when they hit the magnetic field, and so most of them bend out of the from hitting us. But at the South Pole, they come funneling in. They actually are guided in by the magnetic field lines to concentrate at the South Pole and the North Pole. And so that's why we get the noctolucent clouds and the auroras, etc., at the North and South Pole. And actually, I'll be talking a little bit about that in my show tomorrow night.
Okay.
But the radiation is extremely severe, especially like right now we have a solar storm coming. It's going to hit us around in a couple days, around the 29th. And so it's going to concentrate that in anything metal when those charged particles hit, create X-rays, and that's the danger. So the people down there are going to get a super dose of X-rays here in a couple days.
Well, that's something I hope they're aware of and take necessary precautions. Well, Jim, the other question had to do with the Black Knight satellite and related matters. It was a year ago this month, I believe, that Pepsi-Cola came out with a very slick million-dollar-plus presentation on the Black Knight satellite, which shocked and surprised myself and everybody who's been looking to the Black Knight satellite, which I've been looking into for about 12 years. It's a fascinating topic, and since that Pepsi-Cola presentation, there's been a lot of public attention to something that hardly anybody knew about before. Of course, I have independent confirmation that there's other satellites up there equally as old, and some very new within the last 60 years that were not put up there by United States, Russia, China, France, or England, or any of the known world powers. What's your thoughts on that topic, sir?
Well, yeah, that's clearly there's something going on. These were known about, 50 years ago, and there were actually some public announcements.
There were.
But then they just kind of shut it up. So you can go back and actually see the old announcements. Real information is hard to come by. I mean, what exactly is going on? They try and put dates on it, talk about extraterrestrial influence.
I'm convinced, Jim. Let me interrupt you, please. Much of that ET stuff, both with these satellites and other technologies such as the pyramids, I believe a lot of that has to do with preserving the make-believe theory of Darwinian evolution, and they need to do that to preserve Darwinian evolution and make us believe that 12,000 years ago our ancestors could grunt and groan and not count past their fingers and toes, at the same time they were tempting to herd goats, when in fact our ancestors 12,000 years ago were setting off nuclear devices.
Well, and they were also, from what I like, my book Atlantis to Tesla, I talk about the secret society and the guarding of secret information within groups. But that, yeah, the Earth was highly developed, and we had two major events in history which they don't talk about. And of course, the reason they don't talk about the Noah's flood and the Venus event, which was during the time of Moses. And the early Olmec tribes, which were in Mexico, Mesoamerica, which were precursors to the Aztecs and the Incas and the Mayas, etc. But they were highly developed, and there was Atlantis, a highly developed culture. And one of the things I point out is you don't need computers to go into space. To be spacefaring, you don't need all the things that we typically think of, rockets today, etc. You don't need any of that. And so all of you that you see at NASA is a giant smokescreen, the space shuttle going off and rockets going off. That's not the way to go into space. That's ridiculous. It's a big waste of time and money, and but it's all a facade. So back to the Black Knight satellite, it could have been placed there by man in previous epochs of development, completely different technology. One thing I'm working on lately, and John, I do have a new release for the Nazca Lines, and it's one of the things it includes is all of the other sites in the world that have come forth now that are very Nazca-like, and the fractal antenna interferometers that are all over the world. And so now it's becoming clear that Nazca is one location, and there are many in the world, and there's some other discoveries on the ground there that I made. That release is done, and I'll be putting it out just when I have time to get it posted, but the actual new release is done.
We'll look forward to that, Jim. We got a couple of calls here. First, we go to Rose in Virginia. Good morning, Rose.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Moore and Professor McKinney. This question goes directly, please, to Professor McKinney. I have two concerns. The Dakota Pipeline, please think about it. Don't answer today. I have my next gaming about that. And
about what? I didn't catch that.
The Dakota Pipeline. And
then
the second, you don't have to answer today. Because of there is some aspects that I don't know if they will honor in terms of the leaks and that. So we answer if you wish, answer it next time. But, and I would like to send you something, so I guess I'll look in your website for sure. And my other question is related to cyberspace. You know that, and I like President Trump, don't misinterpret me. But he gave this position, or signed this position of Giuliani to do the cyberspace. And I don't consider Giuliani somebody that is versed in that. What's your opinion?
Who, Trump? You're saying
yes.
Trump is not versed in cyber? Trump is a pretty smart guy.
No, not Trump. I say he, President Trump, assigned Giuliani the cyberspace to be in charge of cyberspace.
Yeah, I thought it was a very good decision. Giuliani has a very good background in security. He owns his own security company. But remember that when you put somebody in a position like that, their job is to organize good people underneath them.
That's right.
Okay.
And so it's like Trump doesn't have to know everything about everything. He needs good people that are in that area. And so you have organizations. But I really thought Giuliani, if you asked me 10 years ago or 15 years ago or when he was mayor of New York during 9/11, I would have said no. But Giuliani has developed tremendously. And taking personal personalities and all of that out of the equation. No, I thought Giuliani's really a good pick for that spot.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rose. We got a break coming up. Let's see if we can get our next caller started here. Frank in Connecticut. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, how you doing, John? This is Frank from Connecticut. I wanted to come on the air today to personally, it doesn't have to do with pyramids or the ET issue, but I wanted to personally thank you, sir, for all of your, service that you do to try to inform us, try to inform the people, about situations and, but the topic that I'm trying to talk to you about today is the C word. Our family dog, Junior, passed away, at 8:20, on, January 23rd. He was battling, lymphoma cancer for 3 months with, just standard holistic therapy. And he gave up on that night. And he died at home in peace. So I just really want to thank you guys for helping us out. And thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you for the call, Frank. We appreciate it, and we're sorry for your loss. We got our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means. David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Day the 25th of January, visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, let's move forward.
I'm on the air, John?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. John, I wanted to cover a topic. Excuse me. It's becoming in the news, so I want to head this off at the pass for people. It's called biocentrism. In 2014, Time magazine put a guy named Robert Lanza on the cover, and this is the new scientific atheism. And here's an article that just came out. It says, new scientific theory says death is not the end. And now I know you got to get up off the floor when you hear this, but now they're stating that through science they've determined that there's energy, and through some kind of quantum mechanical space-time continuum, relativity, cosmos, dark matter, something, that life doesn't end, but when you die. But God is completely, or a creator is completely out of the picture.
Of course.
And biocentrism is that the universe only exists because we perceive it. It's like, does the tree make noise in the forest if you're not there to see it? And what they're saying is no, that the tree makes noise because you're there to listen to it. And in terms of the whole universe, what they're saying is that basically the universe exists because of our perception of it. And, you know, so this is the new atheism, but the question, and they're coming out with this now after a person dies, it's not the end, that there's a amount of energy that's left over, and you're this energy quantity out there that's related to quantum physics or something. And they got this guy named Robert Lanza, who they're comparing to Einstein and Stephen Hawking. And I guarantee you, if Stephen Hawking could talk, he would not agree with this, nor would he like his name associated with this. But anyway, I'll talk more about this on my show tomorrow night.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good heads up for people to listen tomorrow night. Got about a minute here, Jen, to wrap up your thoughts for the day.
The news media is creating narratives. And what they do is they come in and they have their little, instead of gathering nuts and going out and doing investigation. And the latest one is on, did Trump win the popular vote? And Trump, you know, in the background is saying, no, he doesn't think so. There's a lot of cheating. And he's got information, good information. I did a show on this, a number of shows, actually. I talked about this when I was on other interviews. So I've been making a point. But my determination that there was about 17 million illegal votes, not only illegal aliens, but cheating votes. And I show you how I come to those conclusions. It's mathematical analysis. But my point is, the news media creates this narrative, then they repeat it, they don't investigate, they quote other so-called sources, they negate, and then they don't do any reporting on what's really going on. So, the fake news out there, and now they're creating fake news opposition, and that's the latest thing. I'll be talking about that again tomorrow night.
Jim, thank you. We look forward to hearing your show tomorrow night. Okay, the top of the hour break. We'll be back with Wes Peters. Stay tuned.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.